This is Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 a.m.
Here on Reality Check Radio, Real Talk with Rodney Hyde, we've had the attempted assassination of a presidential candidate in the USA. Sort of dust has settled and the emotion is calmed down. A loving father and husband is dead. Two people are critically injured. And the shooter himself is dead. But it's bigger than just a shooting. Because this is a shooting in a Western democracy, United States of America. And a young man, age 20, tried to eliminate the leading candidate for who would be president. There's so much about this, so much. There's a so-called report from within the Democrats from a strategist. And he explains that it's all over now for Joe Biden because in that moment, President Trump became a martyr. But he also said biblical. Not in the sense of coming out of the Bible or prophecy, but in the sense of like biblical in terms of the story, the presentation. And that's how it struck me. It was the most extraordinary, iconic shot of President Trump. I actually was working away and I stopped for my cup of tea. I opened my phone. And while I was reading, it started happening in America and I was watching it on X Live. I don't know whether I saw the shooting live, but it was like instant. It popped up on the feed. And what was amazing about the bat, by the way, was that X was so far ahead of the news and you were seeing it being filmed by citizens who were there. So you didn't know what was going on. And then there was that iconic moment captured for all time with President Trump breaking through from his security detail who were shielding him incredibly with their bodies and him breaking up and standing up and putting his fist in the air to shout, fight, fight, fight. Unbowed, unbroken. And behind him, from that iconic shot, it was blue sky and the American flag. And at that moment, I knew Trump had reached legendary status, biblical, whatever you think of him. That was the shot of the ages. It's up there with all those amazing shots of Neil Armstrong on the moon or the Twin Towers coming down. The one I compared it to in my mind was that amazing shot of the soldiers raising the American flag at Iwo Jima in early 1945. It was just this defiance. And I think of everything that's been thrown at Donald Trump to try and stop him, including an assassin's bullet. That was so close that hit his ear. How do you get your ear hit by a bullet and not touch your head? It's got to be the perfect angle, right? unbelievably unbelievable. Having been hit. And I understand now that it was over the communications that the shooter had been shot. But they wouldn't have known, and Trump wouldn't have known, that there was another shooter, to actually stand up and say, fight, 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 with the crowd roaring, USA, USA. Amazing. But what brought us to this? Well, I think we know. For years and years, the opponents of President Trump have been scaring voters about him. And it has run unchallenged in the media, including here in New Zealand, that he is somehow a threat to their freedom, threat to women's rights, that he's Hitler-esque, that he's Hitler, that he will be hunting journalists down and killing them. We've had so-called TVNZ presenters live on TV doing mock shootings of President Trump doll when he was president, as though this was okay. And so there's been this constant drumbeat of what a terrible person he is and what a threat to America he is. It's not beyond the bounds of possibility that there's a lot of people thinking, oh, we need to stop him, just like you'd want to stop Hitler in the 30s, if you could, even if it cost you your life, you should do it. You would do it. You would hope. And so this political rhetoric has just been allowed to flourish and to produce the result that we saw, I think. And we see it here in New Zealand, this hyping and ramping up of the rhetoric. When you disagree with someone, they're a fascist. What is happening to Maori is genocidal. You're a white supremacist. Well, no. And using that rhetoric is to drive hotheads. Well, ask yourself, if there's a Hitler in their midst standing for office and about to win, I would take a gun and shoot them. But of course there isn't. Trump isn't. You can disagree with him. You can not like him. You don't have to vote for him. But he's not going to be rounding people up and exterminating them in camps. America's not about to invade the rest of the world. We know this because he's already been president. That language was the cause of that assassination attempt. And there's something else going on. So this just hosed him, and he's just going to win. He's just going to win now. And Joe Biden, I think, will have to stand against him because no one else will want the job. So the win will be huge. But what the hell was going on with security? How could a 20-year-old lone gunman climb up on a roof 150 yards or whatever it was from where President Trump was speaking, position himself in full view from anyone looking down on him, that is to say from a higher vantage point, and indeed, climbing up, he was seen by spectators who called the police to say there's a man with a gun on the roof. Goodness me! Position himself and fire 7 or 8 shots before being dispatched. Total failure of security. Blind Freddy, which is like me in terms of security, would know, just instantly looking at that, if I was protecting someone, I would know, oh, there's a roof over there. We'll need to protect that roof. We need to secure that roof. We need to have a gun trained on that roof. Shoot anyone that's on that roof. But get someone up there. They didn't. Shockingly, what's her name? That director, the Secret Service director? Female, apparently friend of Jill Biden because she used to be a secure part of the security detail when Joe Biden was vice president. What is her name? I'm just quickly. Kimberly Cheetle. Cheetle. Kimberly Cheetle. She's come out and said, oh no, we didn't put anyone on that roof because it was sloped and it would have been dangerous. The roof had about a 3-degree slope by the look of it. It was a flat roof to all intents and purposes. What? So there's something else going on here too. The Secret Service, wow, someone was either in on it or the Secret Service are extraordinarily incompetent. And you got to say incompetent because the best answer she could come up with when they weren't on the roof was that it was too slopey and therefore too dangerous to have a man there. So that's incompetence. And it turns out, we have since learned, that she wanted 30% of the Secret Service to be female. She's struggling to get the target. So she dropped the entrance requirement. And apparently the tests that you'd need to be to do it, be a Secret Service agent. I have no doubt there are women, none at all, who would make tremendous Secret Service agents. Far, far tougher and better than me. But if you set a target that all of a sudden you've got to increase the number of women, you're going to struggle to quickly find them. So she dropped the standard. And what did we see? These poor women in the videos, security service detail, were like headless chooks running around not knowing what to do. In fact, calling out, what's happening? What do we do? And one poor lady who was part of the detail, but on the chubby side, was caught as they were loading Trump into the car, struggling to holster her pistol. It was amateur hour. So they didn't kill President Trump, killed an innocent bystander, badly injured two others. But I think they might have killed diversity, equity, and inclusion. Because you suddenly, I think, hopefully people looked at this and said, whoops, we've got to stop doing this performative stuff and just getting the head count right and the sex right and the racial makeup right. We actually need people in there that can do the job because lives in our country depend upon it. And to put women in who weren't up to scratch and weren't trained just about cost us all dearly in terms of what the implication would have been should that bullet have found its mark. You're on Rally Check Radio, Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Send me a text 2057, email me inbox at rallycheck.radio.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.